time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Congrats, Hoosiers. You've made the show. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a tortoise, you're doing okay.
Why are we stealing a tortoise? Oh, wow. Listen, did we steal a couple or just one?
We actually did steal a couple from the Indianapolis Zoo. They're searching for two critically endangered tortoises. Now, here's the thing. They're not this large.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they're more like this large.
Oh, precious. Gotcha. And yes, those sounds are what you think they are.
Yes, they are. Between 4 and 5 inches in length, they're an Egyptian tortoise and a northern spider tortoise, and they were taken from the Indianapolis Zoo.
I mean, is this an inside job? How else do you
know. How do you get access to that sort of thing? I don't know if they had the display where it was just like in a tank where you could reach your hand in.
Oh, or, that could be.
Or something like that. But
I mean, I don't want to point fingers at the staff yet of the zoo.
Right.
But I'm going to interrogate you first. I'm checking the cameras. Have we checked the cameras? Have we seen anything?
I mean, because there's got to
the
be cameras.
Right? There's got to be cameras.
Listen, both are microchipped, which... Fun fact, didn't know
you could do that.
You could microchip tortoises.
You like tape it to the shell?
Or... well, I don't know. Like, I don't know if you wedge it in the shell or whatever, but there's a microchip in there. And
okay.
So, you know, when they try to sell it on the black market for tortoises.
Okay.
By the way, if you're in the market for a tortoise, don't buy black market tortoises.
Be on alert right now. Yes, that's not great.
Let's not go
to the store if you want to buy it. They sell those there, right?
Tortoises?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Can you go to Feeder Supply and get a tortoise?
I haven't been there lately to look specifically for that.
I don't think I've seen tortoises this large. There.
But maybe they're still being created in the world like that.
Maybe maybe a 5-incher might be in there.
Okay.
Okay.
But did we check the cameras yet? I'm going to need them to check the cameras before maybe we do the news story so that we can help out. Like,
there's got to be cameras.
There's got to be.
There's got to be cameras.
Because I'm probably not going to spot it walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to need something to go on.
Let's not buy black market tortoises from shady dealers who have a trench coat. Like, hey,
if you peruse the black market,
in the market
tortoises,
for a tortoise, I got a couple here in my coat.
Like, all right, what you want for them?
$50. $50.
Well,
I don't know what the going rate for black market tortoises are.
Is there a lot of money in that?
This is setting the bar story. Yes,
don't do that. What we're saying is don't buy that.
Don't
buy that on Facebook Marketplace this week.
If you see a Craigslist ad for a tortoise.
Even if they sell them as a pair, you're thinking great deal.
You're
don't take that deal.
Wow.
Check with the zoo, the Indianapolis Zoo.
Yeah. So there you go. That is your... setting the bar story.
I'll hope whoever, you know, maybe they just thought, I'm going to free this tortoise, these tortoises.
No, that's probably not the case.
Probably not the case.
I'm hoping that if they're microchipped, you know, they'll be able to be identified if they ever. But who takes a tortoise to the vet?
Yeah, no.
I mean,
they're probably not if they stole it.
If you're buying black market tortoises, you're not taking the tortoise to
it. They might be smart enough to not do that.
Well, anyways, that's your setting the bar story on 99.70 JX.